KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
It is 73 degrees right now. Sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Thursday afternoon to you, almost your weekend. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. It is the KKFT News at Noon, and it is our top local stories this hour. Sounding the alarm over wildfires.
2026 is going to prove to be challenging.
Coming up, the warning over what could be a rough fire season, so says Nevada forestry officials, promising to make Reno a better place.
It's just the opportunity for a new day.
And directly ahead, the priorities of Reno's new police chief, Corey Selfarino. And a pedestrian hit by a vehicle in Sparks on the way where this happened and how seriously hurt the victim is. I'm Greg Neff, 73 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. So glad that you're with us here at 1207. And Jerry, I'm so glad. I understand you survived quite the brush.
I will call that just barely. I tell you, 11 miles yesterday, Yosemite Falls and Yosemite Point, 4.5 miles straight up, even worse, 4.5 miles down. And by the way, I'll mention this real quick because of the mention of the forest fires. Yosemite, going into Yosemite, is just an absolute mess with all the deadfall and everything. They are starting to clean up some of that deadfall and previous burned trees as you get closer to the valley floor. But Yosemite Valley, special place. Never been to the top of either of those peaks, and it was really nice. You know, California just doesn't deserve Yosemite. A Reno judge intends to plead guilty in the noon news. News on the Muller Parkway project in Douglas County. Voter registration numbers for Nevada and why it may not even matter if the federal gas tax is eliminated by President Trump here in Nevada. We'll tell you why. That and more during the noon news. It is 12:08. Back to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It's our top local story. And as Jerry did allude to, wildfire worries from Nevada State forestry officials over the upcoming fire season.
2025 last year was the heaviest fire year we've had in the last five. Just about 457,000 acres burned, which is slightly above our 20-year rolling average. The acreage burned was largely in the northeastern Nevada.
Division of Forestry Fire Marshal Ryan Shane says this year it's a lot different and not in a good way.
This is the first year of the onset of the drought cycle, and we have a lot of carryover fuels from previous years as well as the fuels that have grown this year. We have a lack of snowpack in the upper elevations.
Governor Lombardo was on hand in Carson City as forestry officials presented their case to him yesterday, making Reno's safety and well-being job one.
It's a huge responsibility to be entrusted with this. I've been in leadership positions before, but literally having the weight of the city and the council and everybody else, I understand what the responsibility is, and I won't let the community down.
And that is new Reno Police Chief Corey Selfarino, just moments after he was appointed to the job from acting chief.
It's just the opportunity for a new day to affect change. You know, a lot of us get into this profession to be able to affect positive change, and depending upon where you're at in the organization, you may or may not have the ability to affect positive change, and today I have been entrusted with the opportunity to affect positive change.
Selfarino says as to the investigation into former Chief Catherine Nance, there's a lot he cannot say and does concede the full investigation may take some time. Rushed to the hospital after being hit by a vehicle in Sparks early this morning. Police say this went down off Vista Boulevard and Frisco Way around 4:30 a.m. Officers saw someone in the street with some pretty serious injuries. Impairment does not appear to be a factor in the crash, but the cops are not ruling out speed right now. You're probably very familiar with them. They make QuickBooks, TurboTax, and other financial software. Now Intuit says they are closing their Reno office as part of a plan to slash a lot of the company workforce. The software giant says it's tough but necessary.
While these decisions are never easy, they are a reflection of our disciplined approach to capital management, and we are confident it will ultimately allow us to deliver durable revenue growth, expanded margins, and growing capital returns to shareholders over the long term.
The company will slash 17% of the workforce. CEO Sazen Goodzari there on an earnings call. And we'll talk more about this and the impact to Northern Nevada's business climate about this move with Mike. Coming up with a moment with Mike at 12:35. A day in court for a then 17-year-old girl accused of killing her father and her brother. You might remember this one. Mashenka Reed appeared in district court Wednesday in Washoe County for an arraignment where she pled not guilty. She is being charged with two counts of open murder with a deadly weapon and one count of attempted murder with a deadly weapon as well. Well, it almost is the holiday weekend, and you might feel the urge to go swimming. And with the weather warming up, the Cleveland Clinic is offering advice on swim safety for kids. One doctor says to keep those young kids safe, close the gates and secure the pool.
Take the toys out of the pool, because that can sometimes kind of draw the little ones in, like, oh, I want to get that toy, right? So they're going to be more inclined to get in there and grab it.
Dr. Elizabeth Feldman there. Goes without saying that the waters of the Truckee River, they are both fast and cold. Please do not go in there. As many Americans get ready to hit the road to celebrate the holiday weekend, did you know the tradition actually started in the Southeast?
Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, was passed by Congress in 1971 as the Uniform Monday Holiday Act to be observed on the last Monday of May. But the tradition goes back a lot further than that. In the 1860s, following the Civil War, formerly enslaved people in Charleston, South Carolina, worked together to gather up fallen Union soldiers and give them a proper burial. Records also show that they held a celebration to honor those who had their lives cut short. I'm Katie Gray.
And I'm Greg Neft. It's 12:12 right here at FM News Talk. Jerry?
Well, you are feeling frustration at the pump here in Nevada, like everyone else. The Trump administration is reportedly considering suspending the federal gas tax temporarily. The federal gas tax is currently at 18.4 cents per gallon. Unfortunately, Nevada has a law on the books that could wipe out those savings almost immediately. Back in 1997, the Nevada legislature passed changes to two Nevada revised statutes. And under that law, if the federal government reduces its gasoline tax, Nevada can automatically increase the state tax, the state gas tax, by the exact same amount. So in plain English, if Washington cuts the tax by 18 cents, Nevada can simply add 18 cents back. So much for relief. By the way, yesterday, $7.14 a gallon at the pump in Lee Vining, California. Crickets from Governor Lombardo as to whether he would not impose the increase of Nevada taxes on fuel. This could happen in Nevada. It just happened in Florida. A Florida Highway Patrol and ICE officers are arresting one undocumented driver when another, quote, undocumented, i.e. criminal, slams into a car right beside them. That could happen in Nevada because Nevada still provides illegals with what Nevada calls a driving privilege card. I call them driver's licenses. That legislation and the money to fund the DMV to provide that benefit to criminals was passed with a vote of all but one Republican in the Senate. That was Don Gustafson. And yes, current candidate for Congress, 2nd District, Jim Saddlemyer, voted for giving illegals so-called driving privilege cards. Driving with $5 plus per gallon gas in their vehicle, or even more than that for diesel right now during the lunch hour, traffic is with Phil Galbraith. Phil?
Traffic. We have very heavy traffic up at South Lake Tahoe on Highway 50. It's between Highway 89 and Mackinac Road. They're doing some utility work there, and it is really slowing things down. You might consider taking an alternate route instead of 50 through the south end of Lake Tahoe. Also, in Yerington, we have a non-injury collision, Highway 95A at East Sierra Way. Nobody got hurt in that one, thank goodness. It is 74 degrees in Sparks, 73 in Carson City, 72 in Wellington, 62 in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Couldn't ask for much better weather heading into Memorial Day weekend. Sunshine, 80 degrees for afternoon highs, overnight lows upper 40s to around 50. Staying that way at least through Monday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper Fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. Proper Fit, located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another 5-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
So, Danny Tarkanian is running again. Danny's lost 7 times. He posted on social media, "I hate Trump," and he's been censured by the Republican Party for supporting Democrats. He's an embarrassment. Luckily, Republicans have a better choice for Attorney General. Adriana Guzman-Frelich is endorsed by Governor Joe Lombardo. Adriana Guzman-Frelich is the conservative choice for Attorney General. Paid for by Save Nevada Now PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law. And as Sparks City attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Kick off summer and celebrate Father's Day weekend in front of Deanie's Lucky Club at the Yerington Main Street Car Show. You know what that means. Yep, it's time to bring your whole family for the classic cars and music all day. But it's going to get here before you know it. Now's the time for car entries and food and craft vendors that wish to participate to sign up. Call Kathy now at 775-309-3464. Join the fun in Yerington.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
An ominous update on fire season. I'm John Potter for the new news. Fire agency chiefs met with Governor Lombardo yesterday, warning of a severe season. As Ryan Shane of the Nevada Division of Forestry told him, this time we have a fire year instead of a fire season. They say above average heat, early drought, diminished snowpack, and ample fuels that have grown since the quiet fire season last year have set the stage for wildfires much earlier than past years. We're not alone. They say the entire western U.S. is in similar shape. With most wildfires caused by humans, they urged folks to avoid any outside burning, stay aware and careful at campsites, and with smoking, metalworking, shooting, and things like dragging chains that could spark a fire, they recommend having a shovel, water, maybe a fire extinguisher on hand as you enjoy the great outdoors. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
73 degrees right now in downtown Reno. Good afternoon to you, Greg Neft, of the Keystone CPA studios in downtown, if you're just checking in. As John just said, expect a rough wildfire season. To put it mildly, Nevada forestry officials briefing Governor Lombardo on what could be a busy time fighting wildland fires this summer. Intuit says it's closing its Reno office as part of a 17% cut in its workforce and promising change. Reno's new police chief says it is a new day and he'll work to make things better. It is our top national story. President Trump announcing a new development over a potential deal with Iran.
The president knocking down reports out there that Iran's supreme leader is demanding that the enriched uranium in that country stay in that country as part of any sort of a nuclear agreement. That would have complicated these talks by a lot. It would have also ticked off Israel, which does not want to see that happen. But the president today pushing back on those reports and saying it is not true.
We don't need it. We don't want it. We'll probably destroy it after we get it, but we're not going to let them have it.
Meantime, Pakistan's interior minister arrived in Tehran again yesterday to continue talks with the president of Iran.
Fox's Aishna Hasni there. And just in here, airline passengers flying into the U.S. from areas affected by Ebola must now land at Dulles Airport, regardless of where they're heading in the United States. They'll be escorted to a screening area. They'll answer questions about travel and symptoms. And guess what? They'll be observed by CDC staff for signs of any illness or temperature. So again, that's happening at Dulles Airport just outside of Washington, D.C. FMNews.time, it's 12:21.
If you're heading out of town for Memorial Day weekend, you can listen live with the FM Talk app. Feedback is welcome, too. Tap on the shout-out cloud or menu bar and sound off. Or if you got any news tips, you can do that as well. Use that. The app is free at the App Store. Your news is free, always, especially during the noon news, 12 to 1, Monday through Friday. Heading into Memorial Day weekend, Nevada State Parks says all camping spots are gone for the holiday weekend. There's about 700 campsites at 27 different parks in Nevada. Douglas County Commissioners Board will have a meeting today and, along with the Regional Transportation Board, consider whether to pause construction of Muller Parkway Phase 2 pending resolution of ongoing litigation between Park Ranch Holdings and the county. County staff are recommending a pause until the courts determine whether the county has the legal authority to proceed with the construction activities connected to the project. County officials say the legal issues are unlikely to be resolved before a scheduled October 2026 trial date. FM News Talk Time is 12:23. Another look at traffic right now with Phil.
Traffic. We still have that collision working in Yerington on Highway 95A at East Sierra Way. It's on the northbound side. Watch yourself there. Also, as you make your way into Reno from Washoe Valley on northbound 580, right there at the exit for Highway 431, the Mount Rose Highway, there's a bunch of debris in the road. I can't tell what it is from here. Otherwise, we're doing pretty darn well on the roadways. It is 73 in Reno, 75 in Dayton, 74 in Smith Valley, 61 degrees at Incline Village. Here's your weather forecast.
Wrapping up the week with 80 degree temperatures, going to go low 80s through the weekend and plenty of sunshine. Next Tuesday and Wednesday, cooler, even a chance of showers is suggested. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots and a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper fit featuring Birkenstock, Allegria, Dance Coat, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. A proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Right after the noon news, Guy Benson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
All right, listen up, Nevada. It's your main man, Jimmy Failla, and this is not a drill. It's the real thing. I am coming to your hood this Saturday night at the Hawkins Amphitheater. And my station, 99.1 FM Talk, is inviting you to join us and get absolutely nuts. They're telling me it's clothing optional. I'm not sure if that's what they meant by nuts. But either way, we're going to have a rowdy night. And don't miss Brian Kilmeade at his History, Liberty, and Laughs tour the following Saturday, May the 30th. All of it presented by 99.1 FM Talk. Get your tickets now at www.ticketweb.com. And let's get crazy.
Times are tough and prices are unpredictable. That's why we're going to war on high prices. Hey, Reno Sparks, this is Sean from Sargent's, your trusted appliance store. If you're looking for quality appliances at a good deal, come down and check out our discounted appliance section. Sargent's has open box and scratch and dent appliances in stock. With the manufacturer's warranty, local service from Sargent's, and delivery and installation available, we're your go-to destination for top quality appliances. Come down to Sargent's and Sparks and get up to 60% off today.
Welcome to RideZilla, Nevada's side-by-side headquarters. Visit our new showroom on South Carson Street to view the latest models all under one roof. The staff at RideZilla are a power sports enthusiast with the knowledge and experience to match you with the right products, parts, and accessories. Our highly trained technicians provide quality repairs and installations so you can customize your ride and maximize performance. RideZilla, Nevada's newest and largest power sports superstore. Online at RideZillaCarsonCity.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Regular season's over, but one more game. It's a 5A softball all-star game at Reed this afternoon at 5. Ticket sales go to scholarships. Vegas Golden Knights win game 1, 4-2 over Colorado. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night in Denver. Nevada plays New Mexico at 6 today in the Mountain West Tourney. PAC is number 4 seed, New Mexico number 5. Nevada needs a 180-degree pivot. PAC's lost 9 out of their last 10. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your Noon News. KKFT.
We've got 73 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff, live in the Keystone CPA studios. And if you're just checking in, some good news if you're heading for Lake Tahoe this holiday weekend. NDOT says they are stopping repaving work on Highway 50 tomorrow at 8 a.m. It will not start again until Tuesday. You can still expect delays because, guess what, everybody and their brother is heading on up to the lake. On the other side of the law, a former Northern Nevada family court judge is preparing to enter a guilty plea to a misdemeanor stalking charge. You might remember Bridget Robb filed paperwork in a Sparks courthouse that shows she plans to plead guilty next week. Earlier this year, she resigned from the bench after she was hit with a protective order. Her ex-girlfriend says Robb stalked her hundreds of times, and she could get up to 6 months in jail. Well, if you're planning on going camping, be it in Lake Tahoe or be it elsewhere in the Sierra, get ready for bat rabies. Protect yourself. Those cases of bat rabies on the rise.
The CDC is tracking outbreaks from New York, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, Indiana, Kentucky, North Carolina, Arizona, California, Alaska, and Oregon. More than a dozen areas seeing higher than usual rabies cases. And in Oregon specifically, a bat in Douglas County just tested positive, marking the state's fourth confirmed rabies case this year. Officials warn bat bites can be so small they're often missed, and anyone who wakes up to a bat in the room should get medical evaluation immediately. Rabies is almost always fatal, but early treatment saves lives. I'm Monica Nelson.
Also, you get a shot in the stomach. That hurts. To our neighbors to the east, Utah. You think things are rough in Nevada when it comes to water? Utah's got it worse. They've declared a statewide emergency because of extreme drought conditions. The governor there says he's concerned about water levels for this summer and beyond.
We can't bank on what Mother Nature might deliver next winter, and so we have to be even more cautious just in case. This is more than a one-year event. Precipitation isn't promised, and conservation is a choice that we can all make and must make at this time.
And that is Governor Spencer Cox of Utah. All 29 counties are now considered in to be severe drought there, 22 of them experiencing extreme drought. Do you have a kid trying to get into college? High school students who took the ACT test this spring might be getting some good news. The company that runs the test says some scoring errors have been fixed.
We noticed some differences that did not align with expectations. We took a pause to see what was going on, and we've made adjustments.
Juan Elizondo is the director of communications for the ACT test. He says students will see their scores either stay the same or increased by 1 or 2 points. Take what you can get. FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world. It is 12:29.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Justice Department says 15 people in Minnesota are facing charges. They're accused of defrauding state-managed Medicaid programs out of $90 million as part of an autism scheme.
The way the scam worked is these centers encourage parents to get diagnoses for their kids that were bogus, then bill the government and U.S. taxpayers for treatment of autism for a kid that didn't need it.
Fox's Mike Tobin there. The Trump administration loosening a federal rule forcing grocery stores and air conditioning companies to reduce greenhouse gases used in cooling equipment, arguing the cost of compliance is just too high.
Many grocery stores and restaurants had no choice but to replace their refrigerators entirely. They went out of business, half of them. And these costs rose. Americans faced higher grocery prices.
President Trump speaking at the White House today. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 12:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the bottom of the hour. If you're just checking in, President Trump rolling back Biden-era EPA rules in an effort to lower grocery prices. At the Oval Office today, Trump said the overhaul will make refrigerants that are used in freezers, refrigerators, and air conditioning units more available for homeowners, grocery stores, and other places of business.
The higher cost threatened thousands of jobs and was passed on in the form of higher prices and higher taxes.
Trump said the Biden regulations drove up prices for groceries, and he adds that the changes will save Americans $2.4 billion each year.
My administration's historic deregulatory agenda has already saved our country an estimated $1.2 trillion. That's been done over a relatively short period of time.
Meantime, people are hitting the road. Memorial Day travel is forecast to set a new record this year. AAA projects that 45 million Americans will venture at least 50 miles from home between today and Monday.
Hopper.com reports domestic airfares are averaging $441 round trip, up 53% from a year ago. While on the roads, regular unleaded averaging $456 nationally, up from $317 last year.
And that is NBC's Tom Costello. FM News Talk Time, it's 12:32.
At age 18, backwoodsman Abraham Lincoln built a flatboat for hire on the Ohio River. One day, two strangers appeared on the landing asking for passage. Once safely delivered across with their trunks, each man tossed a silver half dollar onto Lincoln's boat. Years later, Lincoln recounted, "I could scarcely believe my eyes that by honest work a poor boy such as I had earned a dollar in less than a day. It was a most important incident in my life. The world seemed fairer, and I was a more hopeful and confident person from that time." This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
For honest work and the best value this side of the Ohio River, call Lincoln Heating and Air. We were honored by the Nevada Business Magazine as a family-owned business finalist in Northern Nevada. Give us a call, 359-1985, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
Low 80s during the day, right around 50 at night. That's the way it's going to be through the weekend. Temperatures not changing much until early next week. Tuesday and Wednesday looks to see a cold front move in. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
Our state's economic numbers for April came out this morning. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation reports employment here is holding steady with a 5.3% unemployment rate for last month, the same as it was for March. Statewide, the labor force decreased by just over 3,400, but over the past year, non-farm jobs in Nevada are up 2%. Looking at our area, Reno employment was unchanged in April, but it's up 5,200 jobs from April last year. Carson City employment was down 100 jobs in April, with no change compared to April 2025. Chief State Economist David Schmidt said April, quote, continued the trend we've seen through the last several months. High job growth, which is likely to remain among the fastest in the nation. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turning modestly higher in afternoon trading on renewed hopes of peace progress in the Middle East. Oil prices are moderating, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $98 a barrel. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mixed. However, shares of Nvidia are down 1% despite the AI darling delivering a blockbuster earnings report, including a strong forecast and boosting its dividend. And quantum computing stocks are jumping, with IBM leading the charge after the Commerce Department confirmed its plans to award grants to nearly a dozen companies to boost the industry. IBM says it will create a new standalone company, styling it as America's first pure-play quantum foundry. IBM and the Commerce Department will each contribute $1 billion worth of cash into the venture. IBM stock is up 11%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
It is 12:35 right here at FM News Talk. Good afternoon to you. Greg Neft with you in the Keystone CPA studios. And it's time right now, as it always is every weekday around this time, to check in with today's
Moment with Mike.
And Mike, I got to tell you, lots going on today locally. Lots to talk about, of course. And I want to talk a little bit about something that's going on locally here, Intuit. They are cutting 17% of their workforce. They're closing one of their Reno. They're closing their Reno office here. Right. I guess that's the only one they have here. What's that do to the business climate here in Northern Nevada? I mean, that's a loss, isn't it?
Well, if you own the building, it's a loss.
Okay.
Big tenant, you know, grade A tenant. You know, those. You know, having the footprint of, you know, that campus down there, South Reno, Microsoft, Intuit really kind of legitimized as a good place to do business. I just think, in fact, I know that campus specifically, the Intuit campus, has been pretty much vacant for a long time. Everybody since COVID had been working remote. So I think reducing that footprint, I think, and then working in a remote environment, I think Intuit finally said, we just got to pull the plug. Whether or not they redeployed those professionals to other units or let them go. You know, I think it, you know, one of the things that is hard, Greg, in Northern Nevada is to find talent. So as hard as it is for the Intuit folks, I think there's going to be plenty of ready, willing, and able companies to go scoop them up and, you know, get them plugged back in. Now, the one thing that's going to be hard for those displaced Intuit employees coming out of a big company like that, that's not how small companies work. And those are mostly small companies here that are hiring. So you're going to have to freshen up the resume, maybe get some skills to work in normal America instead of corporate America.
Well, that should be a little bit of an adjustment. Let's talk about something that's also happening in Nevada. I want to read something to you because this is very interesting. This has been something that's been going on in Las Vegas for quite some time. You're familiar with the Heart Attack Grill, are you not?
Oh, yeah.
Good hamburgers, but oh, my goodness, don't eat anything after that. Yes, they can. Well, the Heart Attack Grill issued a statement. You know, they're closing, right? And they said the Heart Attack Grill will not be renewing its long-term lease. This decision stems from the reality that major casinos have intentionally priced the average person out of the quintessential American experience of affordable indulgence. It's too much to go to Vegas. The soul of Las Vegas, if you...
Does Las Vegas have a soul?
Has been replaced by corporate greed. Our core value, quote, eat big and laugh loud, no longer fits a city peddling $40 artisanal avocado toast. The honest, heavy-duty calories that built our reputation are now considered gosh by a city that has excluded the middle class and lost its swagger in the process. Now, that's a damning indictment right there.
It really is.
I mean, I've heard reports of $40 bottle of water in some nice hotels. I've heard of buffets going now for like $120 off peak. Is Vegas priced itself out, and what do we do about it? about that?
Well, actually, it's course correcting. I said I think the answer is yes.
Okay.
They're seeing their numbers go down. I just read a Wall Street Journal article yesterday about all-inclusives on the Strip. Mm-hmm. Resorts World, I think the Flamingo, two properties that now have all-inclusives. Includes all-you-can-eat drink and, completely counter to that statement. I think what's happening is the Las Vegas casinos are finding out the hard way that sticking it to your customers is not a long-term solution. So I think there's some course correction in the winds.
Yeah, less cosmopolitan, more Bill's Gambling Hall, please, something like that.
Well, and I'll tell you, what I agree with the Heart Attack Girl's statement is that and I was talking about this a couple days ago. With the consolidation of the gaming industry, only very big players survive. And you think of Bill O'Hara, truly a pioneer in what he did to create an experience for the customers. I've worked with a lot of small business owners, small casinos, and they were all about customer service. You walk the floor with John Farahi in the Atlantis, and he'll bend down and pick up a straw if it's out of place. I mean, he's meticulous about that. But the John Farahis are the few and far between with the Harrah's and MGM resorts now. So it is very corporate. They've kind of forgot that people are there to have entertainment.
Well, and that's a real shame what you said about that John there. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs, thank you so much for joining us as always. 775-786-4900 if you have money questions, money problems, money anything. He's your man. 775-786-4900. Mike, we will talk to you tomorrow on the Newsline.
I'm looking forward to it, Greg.
All right, sounds good. FMNews.time, 1241.
Well, if you're not heading to Lake Tahoe, be aware of this and some of our local lakes over the weekend. Walker Lake is back on the harmful algae bloom advisory list, and that is joining Lahontan, which is on the list. And if this year's like the last three, Washoe Lake will eventually be added to the list soon. Currently, at this very moment, not on the list right now. Former Judge Bridget Robb has filed paperwork indicating she intends to plead guilty to a misdemeanor stalking charge. And Alexis Hill, a Democrat candidate for governor here in the state, releases, quote, Democracy and Election Protection Plan, and holds a series of roundtables and town halls across Nevada. No schedule provided, however. The usual Democrat declaration, quote, there is no greater responsibility or right in our democracy than protecting the power of the people to vote. But Republicans and President Trump want to destroy that foundation, end quote, from Hill. Hill's plan, including the following priorities: fix the DMV's registration process so that voters can easily choose their preferred party, defend access to voting and prevent intimidation, and prohibit law enforcement and National Guard surveillance at or presence at voting locations. During the first session, she says she will support the legislature's initiative to pursue a constitutional amendment protecting mail-in ballots, and finally, allow nonpartisan voters to vote in partisan primaries without changing voter registration status. In the Keystone CPA's daily news poll, she is currently leading Aaron Ford, the other leading Democrat candidate for governor. In fact, right now, Joseph Lombardo has the most votes right now at 55%, then Alexis Hill at 35%, and Aaron Ford at 5%. None of the above at 5%. And of the other 16, 17 other candidates, no votes whatsoever. You can vote in the poll. We'll have it down in just an hour or so and come up with a new poll. We'll get the wording down on it, but thought we'd look at what Janine Pirro is doing in Washington, D.C., and ask, here in Nevada, should parents be held responsible for their children's behavior, in particular crimes? That'll probably be up by 1:15 or so, but right now you can still vote for governor, your choice, at 991fmtalk.com or go to 923fmtalk.com. And you can vote in the poll. FM News Talk time is 1244. Here's Phil with another look at traffic.
We have an injury collision on the USA Parkway.
it's on the southbound side just after you get off from westbound Interstate 80. Watch yourself there. It is slowing things down. We also have a broken down vehicle right in the middle of the intersection of Pyramid Highway and Spring Ridge Drive. Watch yourself as you pass through that area. It is 75 in Sparks, 74 in Minden, 61 in Zephyr Cove, 75 in Yerington. Here is a look at your weather forecast.
Couldn't ask for much better weather heading into Memorial Day weekend. Sunshine, 80 degrees for afternoon highs, overnight lows upper 40s to around 50. Staying that way at least through Monday. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. Proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen, Echo, and more. Proper fit located in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Spring is here, Reno, and if you're thinking about upgrading your backyard, now is the time. At Reno Outdoor Living, their delivery calendar fills up fast. From premium grills and pizza ovens to fire features, they help you get it right the first time. Don't wait until summer to wish you had started sooner. Swing by the showroom at 252 East Glendale and talk to Mike about your project. Reno Outdoor Living, where your backyard becomes the best room of the house.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Monica Jay here, and I'm asking for your vote in District 16 for the Nevada State Senate. I'm working to unseat a GOP incumbent, a career politician who does not have your best interest at heart. I'm a community advocate with a long broadcast career of holding the political elite accountable and a small business owner. It's time for you to choose what type of representative you want. Someone who will help small business achieve, keep boys out of girls' sports, advance school choice and trade school opportunities. Someone who will work to make Nevada energy independent and stop the Californication of our great state? Or do you want the person who voted for the Hollywood handout, a giveaway to wealthy insiders and politically connected developers, and the only so-called Republican endorsed by the most liberal union in the country that controls Vegas? For more on my campaign, you can find me at MonicaJay.com. Only you can help me bring back true conservative values to Northern Nevada. I'm Monica Jay, and I approve this message. Endorsed by the Washoe County Republican Assembly and Veterans in Politics International. Paid for by the Friends of Monica Jay Stabber.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
It is 73 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Elon Musk could soon become the world's first trillionaire.
The news comes after his SpaceX company confirms plans to sell shares of its stock to the public for the first time. In a securities filing Wednesday, SpaceX announced what's expected to be a record IPO next month. The company made over $18 billion in revenue in 2025, a 33% increase from a year earlier. Bloomberg reports Musk, who is also the CEO of Tesla, is already the wealthiest person on the planet with a net worth of $667 billion. So trillionaire, just a few billion away. I'm Jim Roop.
Other news, thousands of Silicon Valley tech jobs are being cut as companies like Meta shift to AI. It was yesterday that Meta began laying off thousands of employees as part of an AI-focused restructuring. The company is cutting about 8,000 jobs, that is 10% of its workforce. The company is also shifting 7,000 workers to AI-related roles. Meta is also reportedly canceling 6,000 job openings and reportedly tracking employee computer activity like keystrokes and mouse movements to train and improve its AI. Across the region, Intuit, like we said earlier, recently cut several thousand jobs, including right here in Reno, and LinkedIn announced 500 planned layoffs. Not a good day to be in Silicon Valley. But a college degree no longer the only path to a lucrative career.
Challenger Gray and Christmas, one of the world's largest recruiting firms, says skilled trade workers have seen a 30% wage bump in the last few years. Electricians, plumbers, and others who become masters in their skill areas can earn more than $100,000 a year, and many work while they are learning their trade. That means they enter the workforce with much less debt than many college graduates. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The Trump administration offering millions in humanitarian aid to Cuba, but it's not certain that it's been accepted. Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked about that status of that aid today and how it would be given out, but he was not certain about the status, but added if it was, it would not be handed directly to the communist regime.
So I was in Rome a couple weeks ago and met with the Catholic Church again. They're prepared to step forward. A bunch of other NGOs, I have a letter in my pocket right now from humanitarian organization that's already operating inside of Cuba that's prepared to do the distribution.
And that again was today. Time right now for today's Health Beat.
The Department of Health and Human Services is issuing an advisory warning about children's screen time, highlighting the impact on sleep and mental health.
The Surgeon General's warning says that harmful screen use among young people has become a public health concern. It notes that exposure often begins before a child's first birthday and increases by age. And it says by adolescence, many kids spend more time on screens than they do sleeping or attending school. The impact of screen usage is being felt nationwide. Last month, the Los Angeles Unified School District passed a resolution to restrict screen time in all classrooms. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
FMNews.com.
Time to lace up those sneakers because your heart health bar just got raised. A new study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine says the old rule of 150 minutes of exercise a week is just the bare minimum. To truly slash your risk of heart attacks and strokes, scientists are now saying we need to aim for 560 to 610 minutes of movement a week. That's a little over an hour a day. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
That's a lot of running. FM News Talk Time, 1252.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Mountain West Conference Baseball Tournament starts today. Nevada, the number 4 seed, taking on New Mexico. Game at 6 o'clock. Nevada needs to turn things around. They have limped into the tournament. They were competing for first place, but now they're the 4th seed, and they've lost 9 out of their last 10. Vegas Golden Knights had a good game last night at Colorado, dominating 4-2 over the Avalanche. Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals tomorrow night in Denver. Nevada State Park says don't worry about trying to get a camping spot this weekend. They're all gone at the 27 state parks. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
Die when I may, I want it said of me by they who know me best. That I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
This is Sharon Angle.
As the Secretary of State, I promise to strengthen election security, improve the business climate, and restore voter confidence in Nevada's elections in three ways my opponents will not.
Leadership you can trust.
I will implement and enforce the voter ID requirements in ballot question 7 without qualification. You pass it, I'll enforce it.
Strong and determined.
I will introduce legislation to reduce Nevada business license fees to make business affordable again. and increase economic competitiveness with other states.
Dedicated to you.
I will introduce legislation to repeal automatic voter registration, strengthening the security of voter rolls and our state.
Putting Nevada first.
I'm Sharon Engel, and I approve these commitments and this message to you as your next Secretary of State.
A campaign of unity.
Paid for by Friends of Sharon Engel.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
I'm George Forbush, running for Congress in District 2. I was born here in Nevada, and one day I'll be laid to rest in Nevada dirt. I hunt, I fish, and I love this land. I'll protect our public lands for future generations, not sell them off in massive deals that take access away from Nevadans. We need to protect what matters and allow reasonable development with guidelines. Our lands belong to the people. I'm George Forbush, and I approve this message. Learn more at forbushforcongress.com.
Paid for by George Forbush for Congress.
Low 80s during the day, right around 50 at night. That's the way it's going to be through the weekend. Temperatures not changing much until early next week. Tuesday and Wednesday looks to see a cold front move in. Get summer sandals, shoes, even hiking boots at a proper fit. Step into a more comfortable summer. A proper fit features Birkenstock, Allegria, Dansko, Taos, Keen Echo, and more. Proper fit in the Reno Town Mall. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
The Surgeon General says kids are now spending as much time on screens as they do sleeping, and it's taking a toll.
The U.S. Surgeon General now says early access is linked to sleep problems, anxiety, and low self-esteem. The advisory recommends no personal devices at all before age 10 and says 11 to 13 is still too young for full smartphones or social media without parent oversight. Teens 14 and up should get gradual supervised access with phones kept out of bedrooms overnight. The Surgeon General says the goal is simple, protect sleep and protect mental health. I'm Monica Nelson.
New research is showing late-night snacking combined with stress is not good for your health. The new findings presented at the recent Digestive Disease Week in Chicago, that sounds like a fun time, shows snacking after 9 p.m. can have a negative impact on digestive health and gut microbiome. I did not say that right. The study shows that those who have had levels of high stress and were late-night eaters were 40% more likely to experience abnormal bowel habits such as constipation or diarrhea. Great. FM News Talk time. It is 12:58.
Let's dig deeper into that subject later. According to voter registration statistics, as of this month, May of 2026, Nevada Republicans now hold a 5,744 voter advantage over Democrats in active party registrations. The total active registered voter pool stands at just over 2 million. Where are the others? I'll tell you in a second. Even though on Election Day 2024, there were 7,167 more registered Democrats than Republicans, Trump still won Nevada by over 46,000 votes. Could that be because 786,000 136 voters are registered as nonpartisan, probably because of the DMV. As I get lost here in my thoughts, we're going to be in a Friday frame of mind tomorrow. And, of course, this Saturday night at the Hawkins Amphitheater in Reno, we've got Jimmy Failla there. Hope to see you there. And remember why we have this weekend to memorialize coming up. We'll see you on Friday tomorrow for another edition of the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Come down and waste away.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.